Okay, good morning everyone, and welcome officially to day two of our School Towns Conference here in Newry. I hope you've enjoyed the festivities and last night after dinner, and also the workshops this morning as well. But welcome back together for our final session of the conference. Before our keynote this morning, just an additional short presentation. We're delighted to have the new Chief Executive / Registrar of the General Teaching Council in Northern Ireland with us here today. And just as yesterday, we had a quite impromptu short address by Ian McKenna from the Department of Education in Dublin. So today, we thought we would give our new GTC Chief Executive just a couple of minutes to say hello to everybody. So I'd like to welcome up Sam Gallagher, who's going to just speak to us for just a couple of minutes. Thanks very much.
Well, good morning, everyone, and it's nice to be here. I have a confession to make in the sense that when I came down here yesterday or whenever the conference was drawn to my attention, I had to go, School Towns, who are they? What do they do? So in that sense, the good thing is I go away a lot more enlightened this afternoon in terms of the organisation and the good work that it does. And I look forward to how our organisation can engage with School Towns. I know we are a subscriber, but how we can engage more fully with it as we try to pursue our aim to be the professional body of the teaching profession in Northern Ireland. Just to let you know, I have just taken over as Chief Executive of the GTCNI within the last really 2 months now. And I suppose it's fair to say that the organisation has had a number of issues that it's been dealing with over the last couple of the years. And in that sort of sense, it has kind of way lost its way a wee bit in terms of its engagement with the profession. And I suppose realistically, when you look at it, it hasn't really done ever what it was set up to do for a number of reasons. Some of it's to do with legislation, others it's to do with some other matters. But suffice to say that, you know, I see very much in coming into this organisation, employed by the council and working with the council, and some of the members of the council I know have been at this conference the last couple of days, is to really try and get the council and the organisation back to engaging with the teaching profession and to be seen to be owned by the teaching profession and to be seen to be the professional body for the teaching profession. And I think to do that, we'd be looking as to how we can do that in tangible ways so that it is felt like that. Yes, we've got some statutory functions to fulfil in terms of our accreditation of initial teacher education, in terms of our registration and regulation processes. But that, to my mind, is there to safeguard the profession as a whole. But more importantly, it's into those other areas, which is about encouraging continual professional development, being an enabler around that, and how we can work with an organisation to lobby on its behalf of the profession. So those are the sort of things we'll be working. I'm going to be about the rest of the day. Happy if people want to come up and introduce themselves to me in this landscape, and we'll take things from there. So thank you very much, and I look forward to working with you more closely. Thank you.